The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Jesus' name we have prayed. Give Jesus the loudest clap you can tonight. And a loud shout of hallelujah. Is that the loudest shout you can give to God tonight? Hallelujah. You know what? Shame on the devil. The devil thought you would not make it this far. But shame on the devil. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Shake at these three people and tell them you are welcome, you are welcome, and then you may please be seated. You may please be seated. Praise the Lord. I welcome you into this crossover night. I want to start by thanking the Almighty God for the privilege given to you and I to see the year 2016 from the day one to the last day. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. What a great God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a dependable God we serve. And friends, I've not come here casually tonight. I've not come here unprepared tonight. I've come here with a mantle that will ensure that your portion in 2016, in 2017, is delivered to you totally in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Before we go into prayers that will launch us into the new year, I'll be speaking on a message titled Supernatural Help to Take Over. Supernatural help to take over. Supernatural help to take over. The help of man is limited and shallow. In Psalm 46 verse 1, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. So, no help in this life can be compared to the help of God for the life of a man. As we prepare to enter into 2017, there is nothing that you need and that I need as much as the help of God, which is called supernatural help. In Psalm 60 verse 11, the Bible says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. There are many people that promise you many things this year and they did not fulfill it. Many promises. I will do this, I will do that, I will build house for you in Congo Kinshasa. They did not do it. They did not even do shishi out of it. Vain. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. There is nothing that is required to cross to 2017 in glorious style as much as the help of God. What is supernatural help? What is supernatural help? Supernatural help is the move of the mighty hand of God for the rescue of a man's life. Supernatural help means the move of God for your rescue. There is no help anywhere that can rest. I mean, government has failed in nations, not only in Nigeria. Military failed. Politicians, they have polished people's life with recession. There is no help anywhere that can rescue a man except the supernatural help of God. Number two, what is supernatural help? It is the mighty intervention of heaven in the life of a man, his family, or a group of persons. The mighty intervention. Tonight, God is going to intervene concerning your situation. David was a very smart man. Very smart. No wonder he enjoyed the help of God throughout his life. Throughout the life of David, no king fought battles as much as David. He was a benefactor of God's help. And what was his secret? How did David enter from year to year without a scratch? David was never in lack. David never knew recession. David never knew lack. What was his secret? In Psalm 121 verse 1 to 2, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You can see this smart man. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the... I know who can help me in 2017. I'm not a stupid person. I'm not a foolish person. I know my source. I know the person that has been upholding me. And I would rather run back to him. There's a song. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. You see, it is only the wise that knows that supernatural help is superior. Please, can I tell you this? No human being can help you except heaven has helped you first. The Bible says, a man receiveth nothing except it be given to him from above. Nobody, you can't receive anything except heaven remembers you. Somebody is here tonight. As you prepare to enter into 2017, God is going to spiritually help you and your family. And nothing is more valuable than the help of God. What does the help of God carry? What does it carry? Before we begin to provoke the help of God tonight. The help of God is the terminator of struggles. Many have struggled in 2016. Struggle. You sold more than 10 products. You sold recharge card. You sold pure water. You sold different. You sold shirt. You sold shoe. You everything. You struggle. It's not as if you did not work, but as if things did not work. But tonight, via the help of God, all those struggles shall be terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. It is not as if you are a lazy person, but somehow, things just did not work out as expected. But via tonight's meeting, as we prepare to cross to 2017, the help of God will make a difference for you. What is in the help of God? Number two, the help of God is the activator and the initiator of change. Many thought the government on the throne now in the nation of Nigeria will effect a change. But we have seen that there is no change except there is a change from the throne of heaven. The supernatural help of God is the initiator and the activator of change. It will initiate the change and it will stay there to ensure that there's a change. Somebody is here tonight, your story is going to change. Your story is going to change. Your financial situation will change. Your marital status will change. Your business address will change. Your family address will change. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody that is set for a change in 2017, as we move on, come on, shout a big amen. Mark it, friends. As we prepare to move to this new year, things will never be the same way for you again. For the positive, you will see that things will never be the same for you again. Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 18 that the path of the just is like a shining light, and it shines more and more until the perfect day. I'm happy to inform you that 7 is for perfection, and I trust God that tonight God will perfect all that concerns you. I say God is going to perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Number 3, what is in God's help? What is spiritual help? Help, spiritual help is responsible for the greatness of the great. Supernatural help is responsible for the greatness of the great. I mean, many people, what you longed for last year was to become a great person. What this year is to become a great person. You struggled and struggled for greatness. You pursue greatness tirelessly, almost with your blood, not knowing that actual greatness is a product of the downpour of supernatural help. No help is possible. No greatness is possible except help is available. Get that now. No greatness is possible except supernatural help is available. No greatness is possible except supernatural help is available. No greatness is possible except supernatural help is available. Number four, what is the value of supernatural help? Supernatural help is what is responsible for making a somebody out of a nobody. The Bible says that the stone which the builders rejected has become what? The cornerstone. The same person that they said, who are you? The same you that they ignore your cause. The same you that men despise. As we prepare to move into 2017, God is going to make something out of your life. You know, I was in the course of my study this week, you know, the Bible says, when you are poor, when you have nothing, he says, a man will be running after his friend and the friend will be running away. They will see him and they will do as if they didn't know. He will be, hello, me? Why? Because he's a nobody. But if he's somebody and God has made him something, even if he did not ask for them, they will go and look for his number on Facebook. They will check out his address on Facebook. They will look for the town where he lives. They will go and pursue him there. Say, can't you remember me? We were together in our primary school days. We were together in primary three. You can't remember. Somebody's here tonight. As we prepare to enter 2017, God will make something great out of your life. Anybody who is here tonight and you look like a nobody, God is going to make a somebody out of your life. And of course, what is in supernatural help? Supernatural help is responsible for the making of great and blessed destinies. Every blessed destiny, every man of blessing, every woman of blessing, every boy of blessing, every lady of blessing is a product of help. An unhelped destiny is a failed destiny. A destiny that is unhelped is a failed destiny. Look at a man like Uzziah in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 to 15. The Bible says that this man, even despite the fact that he was very young at the age of 16 when he began to reign, 2 Chronicles 26, from verse 1 to verse 15, the Bible says he was 16 when he began to reign. And the Bible says that this guy was marvelously helped. The Bible says he was marvelously helped of God. I think verse 10 also. He was marvelously helped of God. His life, you can call his life a life full of God's help. His life epitomized help. A boy of 16 who was already inventing things. A boy of 16 who was in charge of a nation. A boy of 16 who was in charge of elders. Though he was 16, he was controlling those that were 76. He was in charge of a nation's resources. Friends, as we prepare for 2017, the next set of resources that will be released, God is going to direct them into your family. I say, God is going to direct them into your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody is here tonight, God is going to change your story. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let's go to verse 10. Verse 10. Man, he also built towers. A small boy of 16 years building towers. Building towers. 16-year-old boy building towers. And he digged many wells. And he had much cattle. Cattle was like cars in those days. Someone is here today. You came here today with Okada, or you came here today walking with your legs. This time next year, Christmas, you are coming here with your own car in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, for he had much cattle, both in low country and in the plain, and husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountain, and in camel, for he loved husbandry. He was super rich at 16. He was marvelously helped. His life was transformed. I say prophetically to somebody tonight, you are the next person that God is going to marvelously help. Your family is the family that God will marvelously help tonight. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. If your family is set to be marvelously helped, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your mighty amen. In verse 15, 2 Corinthians 26, verse 15, the Bible says, and he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon the bulwark to shoot arrows and great stone with her. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he became very strong. You came here weak tonight. God is going to make you very strong. Mark this. Throughout 2017, every single day of your life, you will never lack God's help. Every single day of your life, you will never lack God's help. Every man or woman that you can see that has an enjoyable, pleasurable, great life is a product of help. That's why every day of your life, one thing you must cry for every day is, Father, help me. I need your help. I need your help. Somebody is here tonight, you will not lack that help. Amen. Quickly tonight, also looking at a lady like Esther, who was a nobody, no father, no mother, nobody to turn to. The Bible says that this woman was helped. A queen was dethroned and she was brought up. We don't have time to look at that story. When you get home, you can read it in the book of Esther, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6. This lady was a nobody. She was like a fugitive. She had nobody to turn to. You even have a father or you have a mother. You even have both of them. You have people that are like fathers to you. She had nobody. God still helped her. She had a challenge whereby she was about, and her people were about to be destroyed, and God still raised help for her and still changed her story. And the same person that wanted to hang her, the same person that wanted to destroy her and her people, was hung on the gallows. I speak to somebody here tonight. The help of God that will bring about the destruction of your enemies will reach you tonight in the name of Jesus. The same pit the devil has dug for you, that devil is going to fall inside that pit tonight. The same trap the devil has set for you, that same trap the devil will enter you tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, how do I secure this help? We'll take this and we'll go into prayers tonight. How can I secure God's help? Open your Bibles with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, I'll read verse 14. We're going to read it together, everybody. 1, 2, go. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. How do I secure God's help? Number one, exhibit and display a life of total humility. A life whereby you don't see yourself as the one that we make it in 2017 by your own power. You are humble. A life of humility and helplessness. It's like you believe that. I mean, this is very easy to see this in your prayers. It's very easy to see this in your speech. When you see somebody who is proud, all he says is, if not because I'm intellectually sound, can I enter this university? If not because of the way God created me with beauty more than others, is it possible for me to be married by now? I'm the most beautiful in the whole of my family. If not, humility is key to seek. This is one of the major, and listen to me, humility is not of the face, humility is of the heart. Any man man or woman that will secure God's help as we proceed to 2017 must be a man that a woman that is helpless. You don't see yourself as the person that can do it. You see God as the ultimate doer. You forget your certificate. You forget your physique. You forget your complexion. You forget who your family background, and you look up to him. Like David in Psalm 126 verse 1 and 2. So it's important for you to be a man and a woman who is always ready. Who is always ready. Who is Psalm 121, I beg your pardon. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. Who is always ready to look up to God. I will look up to God. I will look up. I will lift up my eyes to him. Where will my help come from? My help is not from my certificate. It's not from my neighbors. It's not from my husband or my wife. It is from God. I see somebody receiving that help tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, how do I secure supernatural help from God for 2017? Pray fervently. James chapter 5 verse 16. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. If you are going to secure help as we move to 2016, you must be a man and a woman of prayer. Your prayer line must be hot. It must be active. It must be alive. It must not be a dead prayer life. God is ready to give you anything if you are ready to call on him long enough. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 explains to us the importance of each. And the Bible said, it said, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to what? To help in time of need. And of course, you know, this is a time of need. This is a time when the world is weeping. The world is weeping. Companies that were Itato posting billions of profits, they are posting billions of losses now. Companies that last year they were doing so well, they could almost buy private jet for all their directors. Months upon months now, they are gnashing their teeth. Wait, there's no time like now when supernatural help is needed. This is a time where people will have goods in the shop. Plenty goods, and 4 o'clock, nobody to come and buy. Not because there's no stock, but because people don't have the financial wherewithal to enter the shop to buy. Somebody is here today, no matter what is happening in this nation, both you and your family will never experience lack again. So, if you require this help, be ready to pray. Number three, how do I secure this help? Fast. Be ready to fast. In Matthew 17 verse 21, the Bible says, how about this kind goeth not out except by fasting and prayer. This kind goeth not out but by. If you want God's help, you must humble yourself with fasting. Not just fasting, fastings. So that you can get his attention quickly. That's why you fast. You pray, you get God's attention. But when you fast, you get it faster because you have humbled your flesh. And of course, as we prepare to cross to 2017, by the special grace of God from Monday, the 12 days of empowerment provides ready access for you to get into that realm of blessing. I see that somebody here accessing that realm of blessing in the name of Jesus. And number four, how do I access supernatural help? Repent from every iniquity. Repent. You can't continue in sin and expect the grace of God to continue. In that place that we read earlier in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 explains to us that we must turn from our sins. He says, if you people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. That is, you turn. Enough. I don't want to cross to 2017 as a sinner. There are some things in my life that they shouldn't be there. Devil has cheated me so much in 2016. I'm a wise man. I'm very wise. I'm a wise lady. I can't accept devil to make me to enter into 2017 again the same way I have been, there must be a change. And I want to believe there are some of my friends here tonight. You are saying to me, Pastor, all I need is your prayer. I want to cross to 2017 gloriously. I want to change. I want to settle some things with God. They might look small, but God is not happy with it. I want to settle it with God. All hands bowed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.